Greetings, Podfix Nation and sports fantasy fanatics. Welcome to Piff Weekly, your one and only source recapping all the week's action in the Podfix Football Federation, exclusively on Podfix Presents. Subscribe today to keep up with the league and cheer on your favorite team.
The Podfix Football Federation is brought to you by the Beer and Pretzel Podcast, one-shot actual play podcast that tries new beer and pretzel-themed RPGs. They play it, review it, and interview the game's writer in this podcast that introduces new tabletop role-playing games.
Hello, Podfix Nation, fictional football fanatics. Keith Gall here. Welcome to a brand new episode of the Podfix Football Federation Weekly. Things are coming down to a contentious ending, well, at least in the Florida division. And to help me sort it all out, our exclusive proprietary AI, the computer-operated sports talk neutral missions robot, better known to all of you as Kevin. Kev, welcome back to the show.
Look, it's me. I'm here. Deal with it.
Well, yeah, okay, we can. But, I mean, we also have to deal with it. You are the only Costner system in existence. Am I right?
You never know. You hope for the best and make do with what you get. Which right now is what a lot of teams in the league, or at least half, are trying to do. It's like I snapped my fingers and half the league was gone.
Alright, well, a few issues with that last part. I mean, sure, only four teams really have any shot at the title anymore. But it doesn't mean the other four can't cause some chaos down the home stretch. And secondly, you don't have hands, so no fingers. This has been well established.
Also well established is your inability to run a fantasy football squad. If I were the rest of the Florida division, I would be so annoyed with your not starting Kyler Murray again and just letting Skipper Bob take a jungle cruise towards a division title.
Well, first, yes, okay, I have struggled this year. But the other league I'm in, team is in the playoff hunt and sitting pretty right now.
You want a juice box and some string cheese? No one cares about that other league. You're like Tony Soprano telling his wife about his mistress. Heck, maybe we know the deal now. You give up on this one to keep better track of your side piece.
No, I have a higher level of integrity than that. I can do both. And also in my defense, the other one has a cash prize. This one just got like a cool mug.
Sell out. That is why people root for teams like the Floridas. A real blue-collar type of working man's class team. Prescott, Harris, and Mitchell provided a nearly perfect balance of a backfield. The hopeful return of Kamara gives the Guild a good outlook going forward.
True, the receiving game needs to be a bit more consistent, but with Adams returning, that should fix itself. Meanwhile, switching up my quarterbacks doesn't do much else for me. We fell short of our goal 3 weeks in a row, and before that it was a 6-game streak. But enough about me. Shep is signaling line one. The Duds head man, Skipper Bob, is on the phone. Hey, Skip. Another close win for you down the stretch. What areas do you see for the easiest possible improvement, as you head into the playoffs?
Well, thanks, Keith. It's really hard to pinpoint where I need to improve because everyone seems to be touchdown dependent. I've got star players who being healthy scratch for some reason, and then I've got other guys just not stepping up, but I'm still winning. Barely. The last 3 weeks, I've won, and I think two of those have been less by 100 points. So I've got to figure some stuff out.
Any worries about it's not rocket surgery this week?
As far as rocket surgery is concerned, I'm actually a little worried about them. They can hurt you. I mean, they're weird. As lucky as I've been with close victories, they've had a number of close losses, including recently, where they've had three starters score a total of 1 point, but they still scored 127 points. That's kind of scary if you think about it. So I need some things to bounce my way if I'm going to win this week.
Okay, then. Thanks for the call, Bob. Speaking of the Fighting Liams, let's talk about our next game on the docket, JL's Beer Cooler versus It's Not Rocket Surgery. Rocket has not been an easy game for JL, who needs one or two gimmies down the stretch just to kind of solidify his spot in the playoffs. Only a 6.5-point margin of victory versus Rocket Surgery all year long. And honestly, this easily could have swung in either direction. Russell Wilson's return was nicer for JL than it's been for the Seahawks. And in a breakout game of the week, candidate in Justin Jefferson, his 35 points, it really got him over the hump.
They say that the best weapon is the one you never have to fire. I respectfully disagree. I prefer the weapon you only have to fire once. Get a big leak out of an unexpected place, and that is how you win championships.
Yeah, it helps cancel out Zeke's issues running the ball as well. Let's check in with JL right now on line one. How lucky did you get this week? It's not rocket surgery. Got a big old goose egg from the running back spot, both of them actually, and you still only squeaked by 10 points.
And you know what? I'm hearing a little rumblings in the background about, oh, JL got lucky. Oh, he barely won. It was only a 10-point win. Well, guess what? A win's a win. I don't care if both running backs put up 0 points on my opponent's team, because at the end of the day, it's all about the win-loss column. And I got the win. I got the W. Hey, the Beatles say all you need is love. Well, guess what? All I needed was a little luck. And yeah, it may have been lucky, but again, a win's a win.
Even if you don't win it all, is at least finishing ahead of Sportsball 42 kinda like winning it all?
As long as I finish better than Mr. Christopher DeVos, my co-host from Podcast 42, Mr. Sportsball 42. Ha! That's a win in itself, because that proves that I am the brains of this operation and I have the better football mindset. Ha! So I'll take that in the win column also. So, let's see how the rest of this season plays out, because I'm working towards that championship. And that's all that's gonna matter, is getting that championship and beating Chris DeVos. So thanks for having me again, and I'll catch you on the flippity flop.
Thanks, JL. Before we move on, let's not forget to mention George Kittle putting up 39 from the tight end position for It's Not Rocket Surgery. Any extra help, and they may have been able to play spoiler this week. Now, let's take a quick sponsor break. Coming back for the second half, two more games, more playoff implications and whatnot.
Hey y'all, Florida Man here. Many of you probably want to ask me, Mr. Florida Man, how do you find the stamina to do so many amazing things? Hamster wheels, mini golf with gators, outrunning the local authorities? Well, it's simple. I always make sure my girlfriend or ex-wife or ex-ex-wife or local police station keep a fridge stocked full with Rage P energy drink. Now, I'm a simple man, so to speak, and despite great flavors like Liger Loin Lemon or Snozzberry Blast, I prefer good old-fashioned original flavor Rage P. Plus, what exactly is a Snozzberry anyhow? But since they found out about the Podfix Network picking up my podcast for Season 2, Rage P Energy Drink went and did the darnest thing. You wouldn't believe it. They made a Florida Man Teeny. It's a limited edition flavor in honor of yours truly. Tastes like pickles. Rage P. When it comes to energy drinks, they're number one, y'all.
30 seconds. Ignition sequence start.
Here, we got a roll program.
It's not rocket surgery. The latest in science, technology, and geek culture.
Astronauts report it feels good.
Sunday nights from 10:30. Broadcast and streaming live. Podcast at all the usual podcast places. Follow and like us on Facebook and on Twitter at RCKTSRGRY.
Houston, we've had a problem.
Computers now have primary control of critical vehicle functions.
The Eagle has landed.
Welcome back. We've covered the games with more questions to them in the first half. Second half's games were a bit more out of hand, and one was done very early on.
Just because something works doesn't mean it can't be improved. That is a great motto for all teams except maybe Salvin the Chagrins. they grabbed a fourth consecutive win, got revenge for a Week 6 loss, and really solidified themselves as a team to beat. TB12 was back up to his typical shenanigans with 38 Federation points and another Player of the Week nomination.
Fournette cooled off a bit from the previous week, but he was still a solid 21 points. David Montgomery had a great outing with 28 points, more in line with what people expected him pre-injury earlier in the year. And they even got a solid 11 from the Arizona Cardinals defense.
Airwolf years actually had a pretty solid week overall. Well balanced from Jackson's 21 points, 18 from C.D. Lamb, 19 from Lockett, and Josh Jacobs dipped in for 23. I like that, the symmetry, the geometry of belief. He really was just missing someone to put him over the top. Do we have Salve on line one?
No. Shep says no go.
Meaty Pete.
Nope.
Gary.
Nope.
Greg or Dave.
Nope and nope.
The hardest choices require the strongest wills. I'm sure they must have been extremely upset their schedules couldn't work out.
I think we just skipped them this week. I think that was kind of what it was.
Even if there's a small chance that we can undo this, I mean, we owe it to everyone who is not in this room to try.
I'm good. Shep, you?
All good.
Fine. Be that way. Let's move on to someone who really appreciates what we do, and that is my close personal friend, the Plant Professor. Our team was up to their dominant ways yet again, completing the season sweep of Sports Bowl 42.
Planthropology put up the highest score of the week, led by Justin Herbert's 30 points. This makes back-to-back scoring leader for the Plants, as well as three of the last five. The other guy in the mix would be Jonathan Taylor with a solid 26 points, plus free agent pickup. Matheson even passed the 20-point plateau.
And don't forget the whiteouts. 68 points from Johnson, Renfro, and more. Really, the only weak spot was an unexpected Travis Kelce. Hell, even the kicker booted in 10 points and the defense added 18. Perfectly balanced, as all things should be.
SB42 got the expected big game from Cooper Kupp with 26 points, and the expected inconsistent game from Josh Allen with just 14. Connor and Sanders made for a strong backfield outing, even if James Robinson couldn't keep their pace. I think we may have heard the last from the Chicken Wing King, is dropping to 6-6-1. Really going to potentially end his playoff hopes. He's going to need losses from JL the next 2 weeks and wins by himself in order to sneak back into it.
Please tell me we got Vic Run on the line.
Shep is nodding yes.
Plant Professor, you really bounced back, doubling up your Week 12 score. Do you think your struggles versus the Florida division are a thing of the past?
Man, it was quite the week, wasn't it? After last week's defeat and just, you know, poor scoring, poor pretty much everything, it was really nice to bounce back. And 178 points, and I don't know if this is the season high, but it's got to be pretty close. Got to be pretty close. So I am definitely happy with the boys this week. I don't know. I think that there is still some pretty stiff competition over in Florida. Is that the Sunshine State? The Tangelo State? The old crotchety retiree state? I don't know. Whatever it is, the, you know, America's leg down there. I'm still somehow in third place. So I have the most points by, I don't know, 50. 60, but I must have lost a couple of head-to-heads against these folks from Florida, and so I'm still sitting in third. So with just this week and next week left before the playoffs, I'm really, really hoping I can pull off a win, and maybe one of them manages to lose so I can squeak back up in the first. Doesn't matter that much, no, I'm going to make the playoffs and the championship bracket and all that, but it would really be nice to go in and first and maybe pick up an easy game for the first round.
What the heck is up with Travis Kelce? Really dragging you down this week.
You know, everyone played pretty well this week, except for good old Travis Kelce. Oh, Travis Kelce, the tight end to end all tight ends. I don't know what's going on with the Chiefs in general. I never thought I would say this, but it's like the Chiefs' defense is winning games for them. Is that a thing? Does Kansas City even, like, play defense? I don't know. But, you know, against the Cowboys, they played lights out. They were so good, and the offense just couldn't get anything going. And it seems like some of those struggles are still continuing for Mahomes and the crew. But overall, it was a good win. I've got a tough one coming up this week against our fearless leader, Salve Chagrin. And I'm really hoping I can pull this off. This will be a big win, again, as we wrap up the regular season and get closer and closer to the postseason and to the playoffs. But I'm hopeful. I'm optimistic. I'm proud of my team. They're doing the thing. And it's going to be exciting. We're going to have a good finish to the season.
Thanks a lot, Vikram. We will talk to you later on this evening. Record 12 Days of Pop-Up.
12 Days of what?
Folks, we'll be right back with recap, rewards, and projections. Shep, play the commercial. Kevin, make sure you listen to the commercial.
Season's greetings, Mrs. Claus here. My better half and his army of elves are getting ready to hit the home stretch on this season's work. And while bringing joy to little boys and girls everywhere warms their hearts, the best part of this whole shebang for them is listening to Pop-Up Filmcast's 12 Days of Pop-Up. Every weekday between December 9th and Christmas Eve, Keith and Derek put smiles on elf ears and make hubby's belly jiggle like a bowl full of jelly. There will be 12 guests talking about a dozen movies from the same number of genres, each with more holiday flair than a bottomless box of fate-supplied movies full of magical reindeer poop. Seriously, whatever they feed them to make them fly really does a number on their tummies. Anywho, make sure to check out the Pop-Up Filmcast's 12 Days of Pop-Up starting Thursday, December 9th. And not to seem threatening, but those who don't get put on the naughty list. I'm Mrs. Claus. I can make that happen.
The following is the definition of the word cretin. Offensive noun. Late 18th century fusion from Latin and French, usually used as a derogatory slang term for someone perceived as being stupid, foolish, or incompetent. Also, meaning someone who enjoys conversations regarding movies, comics, TV, video games, nerd culture, pop culture, tiki drinks, theme parks, anime,
nani?
Bidets, counterculture, board games, card games, and we fight over championship belts, baby. Excuse me. Join Jay, Bob, and Corey for all these topics on the Cretins Guild podcast, somehow part of the Podfix Network.
The Cretins Guild podcast can be found on Podbean, Apple Podcasts, Spotify, iHeartRadio, and YouTube, amongst other places. Do not listen while operating heavy machinery. Our moms think we're cool. Offer void in Kentucky. Notify your doctor if laughter exceeds 4 hours.
All right, here we go. Wrapping up the show. Let's take a look at recaps of the league standings. Florida Division, no changes from a week ago. The Floridas are 9-4 in first place, just ahead of Salve. With the same record. JL is kicking himself for that tie still as he's a half game back. All three right now should make the playoffs, and SB42 closes out in last place.
Everybody wants a happy ending. Right. But it doesn't always roll that way. My main man Professor Vikram is in first for the Worldwide Division at 9-4 as well. The rest of the sad lot are waiting for the cheap seats.
You meant to say Airwolf in second, it's not Rocket Surgery in third, and Pop-Up in last, right?
More like pop down, right? I can do this all day.
Oh boy. For the playoff chase, as of today, Skipper Bob and JL have a first round destiny. Meanwhile, Planthropology and Salve are on a collision course for a postseason battle. Let's move on to the Rage P Player of the Week. Had three candidates this week, Tom Brady and his still working arms. They put up an amazing 368 yards passing and 4 TDs. Justin Jefferson had 11 receptions for 182 yards and 1 TD, and George Kittle stopped through with 9 receptions, 181 yards, and 2 TDs. Kevin, who do you got?
The only thing that is permanent in life is impermanence. Also, Tom Brady's GOAT status. Golden boy all the way.
It's hard to argue with that, as I assumed as much, but the rest of the league, not so in agreement. George Kittle got the most votes, so congrats to him on winning the Rage P Energy Drink Player of the Week. He will be added to the mix for Player of the Year as well.
It hurts, doesn't it? Being lied to. Being told you're one thing and then learning it's all a fiction.
All right, let's just keep moving on. Week 14 predictions. Do you even want to recap last week's?
Don't do anything I would do, and definitely don't do anything I wouldn't do. there's a little gray area in there, and that's where you operate.
Yeah, very well. No, it is. Game one, Papa versus Sportsball 42. I'd really like to be the nail in Chris's coffin, so I'm just going to go Papa for my pick.
Great statistical analysis there. Alan, Connor, whoever else. All way too up and down all season to think it changes now. I'll go pop up as well.
Next up, Airwolf versus JL, the beer coolers. Got their stacked backfield all together again. My lack of trust in Elliott is less than my lack of trust in Saquon Barkley, so I'll take JL.
Derrick Henry ain't walking through those doors. JL as well.
Rocket Surgery versus the Floridas. Kamara's back, McCaffrey is not. I don't see how things go any different than they have been lately. Guild for the win.
Call me crazy, but I think Skipper Bob is due for a slip-up. Give me the Liams.
Finally, a potential playoff preview. Planthropology versus the Chagrins. Two hottest teams in the league right now. If anyone's going to knock the boss off, though, I think it's going to be the Plants. And clearly, they're in the zone right now.
This is really hard for me. My team versus a fully armed Brady squad. Seriously. I ignored my destiny once. I cannot do that again. Even for you. I'm sorry, little one. Chagrins it is.
You are such a fair-weather fan. Shep, who do you got?
Pop up, be a cooler, guild, plants.
All right, well, there you have it, Podfix Nation. Another Piff Weekly is in the can, thus in your ears. Tune in again next Thursday for our week 14 preview, week 13 recap. Meanwhile, I did that wrong, didn't I? I think it's going to be... I don't know what week it is. Tune in next Thursday. You'll find out.
Best way to ensure you keep up to speed with all the goings-on and whatnot is to subscribe to PodFix Presents and then wait with anticipation to see how it all shakes out.
All right, for Kevin, for Shep, for the whole PodFix Nation, I'm Keith Gall. Until next week, God bless you, and may your mustache grow like brushwood.
You've been listening to a podcast of the PodFix Network. Discover more audible gems like this at podfixnetwork.com. Make sure to catch up-to-the-minute network shenanigans by following @PodFix on Twitter, official_PodFix on Instagram, @PodFix Network on Facebook. And make sure to subscribe to PodFix Presents wherever you choose to find podcasts. The PodFix Network, artist-owned and loved.